Okay, so you're saying the deaths are increasing, multiplying. We still haven't got the swine flu yet, the divine swine flu. We have a virus that's before that and past the COVID-19. We're into COVID-20 or 21 now, and that's what's a little stronger
at least
in killing
20,
people.
At least 20.
Yeah, and that's killing people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole
More
fallout
than,
is.
The whole fallout is killing people.
Yeah, they're creating a window that won't allow them to live. So some of them are getting the vaccination and just falling out dead. But they're not supposed to do that, Bob. That's not right. That's not correct.
But they are. The window's closed. You mean there's too many other things? Unemployment, no education, nothing. That stuff is stressing them out. That's part of the why people die.
Correct. We lost Carolyn. She went to the Amish.
Yeah. Okay. Is the Pope still under arrest?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know that Biden doesn't exist?
No.
Didn't exist in the argument. He doesn't know that. So will the Pope appeal to Biden and get loosened up? Unarrested?
Maybe. We've got to go easy.
Okay. The news yesterday or recently was that Sidney Powell withdrew her Georgia suit, and Trump, whatever his team was doing in Georgia, they stepped back. Is it because they couldn't win in Georgia, so that'd be a waste of time?
No, you'll see. It was the wrong place.
The wrong place in Georgia.
Can't file it in Georgia. That's why she redeemed it.
She didn't know it couldn't be done when she actually implemented it?
No. She knew it could be done, but they pulled back past her.
So they left her in the lurch, so she had to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and so they let it go. And that's okay, because it's going to be done later.
Right. And the satellite Dominion control that went through the Vatican, is that coming out of the collapse of the Italian government, the revolution?
And other governments.
Like?
And other governments as well.
Other governments. So.
Also.
You said that the collapse of governments last week around the world was due to the Chinese network, which is weakening. Can't hold it together anymore. You still say that?
We do.
Is there new aspects you want to say about it?
No, not today.
Are there more?
Everything's building, Bob. We got to go easy today.
Okay. So there are some
try
events.
Try this second, because otherwise you get too smart and then you wake up dead.
Right. So right now there are events building, which will lead to the unforeseen turn of events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Trump understand that's coming?
That's why he ducked out quietly and stepped away.
He knows what's coming. And
he built it. He built this city. He laid it out. Now Biden's got to run it. They went and signed all them pieces of paper, fucking himself with half of America. And so now anything that motherfucker does, he's going to pay. Anything he does. If he says good morning, what do you mean by that? Why do you mean good morning? You don't control the morning. Who the fuck are you? You don't run me. You don't run nothing. You're an illegitimate presence, you motherfucker. And even Joy Behar is going to turn on that son of a bitch before it's over with. And you can't live if Joy Behar goes against you, right? Right?
Okay.
You're supposed to giggle. You're supposed to giggle a little bit, Bob.
Yeah, so you said we're in this 120 days until March. So Biden probably be president until March.
We don't know that. We don't know.
Okay.
The world you're living in now isn't real. So how long does the illusion, however grandiose, illusions of grandeur, how long do they last? We'll have to see. But everybody with any reasonable sense realizes that what you're looking at now isn't real. They admit it.
They admit it.
Democrats admit it. You know, the Democrats admit it. It didn't. If they'd have went there, there would be nobody there. You're
all right, let's leave it at
that. No. You're going to see some shots of people who've got some footage, and there's going to be nobody there. And you're like, how the hell did this happen when nobody was there? If you look at the angles that they actually put on the TV and you look at those cross angles, you're going to see that there's corners where there's nothing there. You're like, where the fuck is it? I mean, this is, oh, okay, this is moonshots of Nevada. Oh, great. Congratulations.
Okay. Okay, Scott wrote this on the Facebook, Scott Talking did. I accuse him of not listening to Ion enough to clear out his assumptions. He thinks he's heard enough. So I said, you need to clear out more of your assumptions. Listen to more and find out what you assume. It doesn't apply when I'm speaking about it. He goes, what assumptions? And he says, neither you nor anyone else has specified how desires come into being. And thus how, and if they can be distinguished.
Sure we have. That's the essence of all you are, is from a desire. That's what's wrong with the Buddhist religion. He must not have listened to everything. Go ahead.
And thus how, and if they can be distinguished from unrealized creations or not.
Everything you want, you don't got. Everything you want that you ain't got is an unrealized creation. How fucking stupid is that, Bob? Is he really that smart? He should tell us how smart he is. Everything that you want that you don't got, that's an unrealized creation. If you want something and you got it, then you don't no longer want it. You have it.
Is a desire the same as an unrealized creation?
No. A desire is how you pinpoint what an unrealized creation is.
All right, so he says, if unrealized desires are the same as unrealized creations, or closely correlated in any case, then they accrue with orders of magnitude greater frequency than they can be realized.
Maybe, but I'm starving. Okay, no, I'm hungry. Right now, my belly's empty. I'm hungry, okay? My sugar's low. I'm hungry. Okay. Is that an unrealized creation? No. It's your body telling you to consume some food, some fuel. Put some fuel, put some pig, put some grease, put some sugar in your down your throat hole so your body can respond in kind. Now, you do that, you should do it just until you become, quote, sated. But you don't do that. You keep eating 30 minutes after you're full and you're still eating, and that's when your body says, whoa, 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 what are we going to do with all this extra? Okay. Now, that's a realized uncreation when you, quote, overeat. Okay. Makes for great bowel movement, though. You'll shit like a racehorse, and nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But the point is that the realized and unrealized capacity has to do with the variance between what the mind says satisfies or sates you, and what reality says you require to live. See, that's the war Carolyn has all the time, trying to balance the amount that enough to live, and then that tastes so good, I want some more. I'm going to put some more cream on it. I'm going to put some more butter on it. I'm going to put some of this to make it taste good because it's delicious. See, she engages the reality, which is a desire, but then the balance between the desire and the required, desire and required, becomes the what you have to juxtapose. Okay, now move that to Scott's ridiculous statement. Unrealized creations that you think you might want. If you don't know what a TV is, you never heard of a TV, you don't desire it. The only time that happens is now Marshall McLuhan says, oh, the medium is a message. You're not watching TV. TV's watching you. And you go, aha, Rai, what's TV? I don't know what TV is. Let's find out what TV is, and I might desire it. No, I don't want that. Well, okay. Well, I might get that. No, I maybe I don't know. Okay. That's a, now you're negotiating. So all you're saying is that this process of attainment, okay, creation, is the comes from an unrequited desire of acknowledging the lack thereof of the experiencing it. Okay, here's the example. Dad, don't bring that TV in here. You'll mess up the whole family. Okay, fine. So Renee says, you're right, idiot, bastard, savant son of mine that's illegitimate in every way. Okay, I'll go to my neighbor's house and watch the golf game. You see? He can still engage TV without bringing it into your house or into his environment. And yet, TV still is a realized creation in his realm. So there's multifaceted capacities of capacities, but you got to engage them, and the only time you get there is to figure that out. A little kid has gets an erection and wants to engage in coitus. They don't know what coitus is, but this bumpy groinal feeling tells them something's going on. And all of a sudden, this sweet little pretty thing walks in, and they want to go brush their teeth, comb their hair, and fix themselves up a little bit. All of a sudden, they want to engage in that construct or that position because it's something delicious. But they don't know what it is. They don't know what fucking is. They don't know what love is. They don't know what in connecting with another human being and the benefits of that there is. They don't have any idea. They engage it from something that says this is a desire. I desire that interaction that I don't even know what is. See that, Bob?
Okay, so he said if unrealized desires are the same as unrealized creations, then they
They're
accrue
not.
with orders of magnitude. That
They're not. They're
they're
not
not.
the same. I ate.
No accruing.
Okay, so quit. So what I ate, so I don't accrue ate what I ate. I already ate it. I don't accrue what I ate. I ate it. I found a pretty girl. I fucked her. I came. I'm through with it. I don't want no more. Now, I want some more in 30 minutes, but I don't want any more right now. So it doesn't accrue. Otherwise, the orgasm would just keep accruing until you became one running orgasm, right? No, it doesn't work like that. It's like, I've got all the hair I ever grew. No, you don't. Hair growing doesn't accrue. You can grow long hair, but after a little while, it'll either fall out or you'll cut it. And that's not accrued hair. Fingernails do not accrue. Okay. Good.
Okay, good. And he ends by saying, and if unrealized desires are not unrealized creations, what's the difference? And you've explained all that. I don't need to go
Exactly
over
right.
that.
That he needs to go see if he can get Bucky. If he can get Bucky Fuller to get an erection and suck on that a little while, it might make him feel better. But under no circumstances should he sate his unquenchable desire to swallow.
Okay.
Did you get that?
General.
There's a double on. Did you get the double entendre there? See, the
Yes.
desire would be to swallow. He knew he'd had to suck Bucky Fuller. He wasn't too keen on that, but he wanted the protein out of the process of the engagement. See, the double entendre was that, please go ahead and suck it, but under no certain terms should you swallow, which quenches the unsatiable desire to engage. See, which is an example of what he was arguing about. That was pretty clever, Bob. You're good. You're getting good at these question thingies, Bob.
Okay, thank you. So, remember that phrase used to refer to it, the guys who look at the goats who can't look or stare or something.
Oh,
They
yeah.
investigated.
Men who stare at goats. Yes, men who
Right.
stare at goats. And the goats would fall over and then make the goats just pass out or fall out. Yeah. He's been
Right.
doing that for years.
So,
That's how they take advantage of them. And some of them goats got pregnant too, by the way.
The movie was about that research, and the actual person who did the research was General Albert Stubblebean, or Stubblebine. Okay, so he died in 2017, and his longtime wife was Dr. Rima Liebau. Now, Carolyn knew Rima, and she actually visited us on City Island 2005 or something back there. Stubble being stayed out. He didn't come in. He stayed in his car for some reason. Do you know why he stayed in his car? Was he afraid of Carolyn?
He was afraid of you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, because I wasn't there, I don't think, because I didn't meet her. But he thought I might be there, I guess. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he know about me? Some check me out?
Sure. God, you got pussy killed off of the Osbournes.
The Simpsons. The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The Simpsons. Yeah. He's so awful. He's so funny.
Okay. So he died in 2017. And I found this interview done lately with Rima Liebau, and she talks about he started to communicate with her. I don't know if it's audio or typing on the computer. Didn't get that, but I think she hears it. Anyways, they've got a whole bunch of theology, and they got a book out now. They've done many hours of interacting, and other people have questioned. They brought in the physicists. So they've developed a mediumship in the way that Carolyn has with Ion, even though it's completely different. I was wondering about his theories. If you can look in my mind at some of the quotes that Dr. Rima Liebau made from Albert, what he said. She spewed out some stuff about time. Was all that ridiculous, or is he getting somewhere with his
so-called... You're talking about Bert Newton's double bind, right? That's the one you're talking about.
Well, it says General Albert Stubblebine.
I know. They call him Bert Newton Stubblebine. His name
they
was
do
Albert,
call him Bert.
But it was.
Yeah, they
Newton.
Call him Bert. Uh-huh. I didn't hear the Newton.
Newton is important. Newton is important because there was two of them.
Sir Isaac Newton?
One got the bronze star. No. No, there is Albert Stubblebine, and there's Bert Newton Stubblebine. They're different. One got the Distinguished Service Medal, the other one got the Bronze Star, and the latter got the Legion of Merit.
Were they brothers?
Is there a difference? No, they were split. That's what the
was
about.
No, look at this. Albert Stubblebine. Albert Bert Newton Stubblebine. Yeah, he's the guy.
The third.
He's married to Liebau.
Yeah, the third.
You're right. Now, you're saying...
That's why we want to make sure... That's why we want to make sure there were two. And so both applied, okay? One was good at it, one wasn't. One believed in it, one didn't. One could do it, the other one couldn't. So it gave the race of the ages trying to navigate the process or vindicate the capacity for these ridiculous things that you could do. And like run through the wall, because there's no wall, remember?
And remote viewing.
You didn't get that until they invaded Grenada. You act like y'all run something. You don't know shit. After that, that's when he started running into that.
The
Earth
people.
Battalion.
Are they brothers?
Sir.
Are they brothers?
No, they're
Who
not
are
brothers.
These two
they're
people?
Split.
They're from the same person.
Yeah, one of them became Harry Soyster.
Okay, and the other one became what?
Died. He died in February.
What?
He died in February the 6th, 2017.
Right. That, and who's that? Harry Stoyzer or Albert Stubblebine?
Bert Albert.
Albert,
but he was
Bert
Albert. The other one was born on February the 6th, 1930. What about that, though?
Yeah, they say that Bert was born February 6, 1930. But you're saying the one who became Harry, or whoever the name was born on February 6th. So they're mixed.
Yeah, and then the other one died on February 6, 2017.
So is Harry still alive? The one born on February 6, 1930?
Computer says yes.
But he's not living with Dr. Rima Liebau. Or Maybe he is. That's why she thinks he's around her.
Well, he is, but see, you have, he had to get a divorce from Geraldine because you can't have it once he became that. He had to get a divorce from Geraldine.
What did he become? He became General Albert Doubleday?
When he became Harry Soyster, Harry had to get a divorce from Geraldine because of grounds of adultery, because he was sleeping with the other woman.
Okay, but that was not General Burt.
Rima LeBeau.
Yeah, she was sleeping with Harry something, and she thought she was Albert. She didn't know there were two, but there were two. So General Burt Albert's double bean. What was he doing while Harry was involved with Rima?
Oh, they were working on the Pentagon Papers with David Ray Griffin.
You mean back in 1971 when they were released?
And the September 11th attacks, They're all linked together.
So did General Albert know there was another guy that split off from him, this Harry guy?
He never understood it. He knew it, but he couldn't accept it. He liked it, but he couldn't deal with it. You know, it's like when Carolyn talks about you and she looks at you and you're one person and she goes out and she comes back and you're somebody else.
Mm.
And she's like stunned. And she's like, who are you? Where did you go for Bob? And she starts treating you like you're 2.5 years old. And then the next time she becomes the most genius person who knows every answer that could ever be answered, ever. And that back and forth. And she's kind of like going, So it becomes debunking 9/11. Debunking. The representation of when you split between yourselves.
So I split 9/11. Like double bean?
You have before, yeah. You're a bit quadrophenic, Bob.
So double bean, he split. He split. You can't say which is which. Or do you say Harry, who was born in 1930, Stubble Bean wasn't?
Well, Carolyn knows one, when it's time for her to go to bed, that one Bob is sweet, and the other Bob is dismissive and mean. She knows the difference. She knows what to do. She knows. Carolyn knows things.
Now, Rima Liebau, how does she deal with the two different guys?
Well, she got rid of her husband so she could live with Harry Soyster.
Okay. But did she experience Burt Albert's double bean?
That's who Harry became. We told you this already, Bob.
Right, so they weren't two bodies. They were two personalities.
I don't know what that means. We don't know what that means.
Well, they were two separate bodies or just two aspects of me? Like, Carol doesn't deal with two separate bodies, does she? Like,
you don't know. You don't know what Carol has to deal with, Bob. It's a wonder you got a hinge on a door in that goddamn mansion you live in. With the very that mansion you live in with a very bad view.
Okay, so
What you gonna do when Beijing Biden tells you have to brick up your windows to save electricity or something? That's gonna be funny. Better get carbon windows that are so polished that they're perfectly clear. That's what works. Go for the E-R-I-M. Corporation, Bob.
Okay, is he going to implement the Green Deal?
No.
Try to?
Shit, no. No, no, no.
Okay.
But it's what's left over from the Environmental Research Institute of Michigan.
That's what will be implemented?
That's where it comes from. But no, none of this shit's going to last because after a little while, people's going to say, fuck you, I'm going to drive where I want to drive, I'm going to fuck what I want to fuck, I'm going to eat what I want to eat, I'm going to drink what I want to drink, I'm going to watch what I want to watch, I'm going to turn the heat up as goddamn much as I want to, I'm going to turn the air on as much as I goddamn want to. And they're going to say, okay, the gasoline system costs you $10 a gallon. It's like, well, I don't care. I don't care. I'll pay whatever that is. Is that what it is? Ice cream's $20 a pint. Okay, I'll have some. As long as it's not $20 and a nickel, I'm good. But if it goes to $20 and a dime, I'm out. Throw me out if it's $20 and a dime. For God's sake, paying that much for stupid ice cream. It's not even that damn good. So it's all a negotiation, Bob. But you've been gathered by that, aren't you?
Yeah. Good. And what?
You've gathered that already, huh?
Yeah. When you say I'm going to fuck with who I want to, is normal bourgeois morality going to disappear?
It never has arrived. It's always been that. These Church of God, Herbert W. Armstrong women with these skirts that drag the floor, being all with their buns and no makeup, and their hair, can't cut the hair, wrapped up in a bun. They're the ones running around with 12 and 15 children, Bob. Somebody's getting up under them skirts. It's always saying.
Okay. So, but they're declaring that they are not concerned about their morals. They're telling everybody, yeah, fuck you, I'll fuck who I want. They never said that before.
Well, they don't have to say it. They don't say it, but that's exactly what they do. See, that's the thing.
But nowadays, we say it.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, so people aren't any different. They're not saying it more than before.
Okay. We like that.
They're not saying more than before. Okay. So who is channeling? How is Rima Libel hearing General Albert or Harry, whatever Harry's last name is? What is she experiencing when she sits down in front of the computer?
We don't know. She doesn't sit down in front of the computer. She doesn't sit down in front of the computer.
No, she said she does. She sits at the computer, and then she begins to hear.
Doesn't. No, she does not. She's looking at an empty box. There's no computer there, Bob.
And what happens on it? Does she see words?
Yeah. She sees words, and that's when she feels him. But there's no computer there. It's not plugged up to nothing, and there's no power coming from it or into it or outside of it.
How do they preserve the words that became a book? She has a book
whispers,
now.
Whispers. They're whispers.
Whispers. And she remembers them and types them up later?
Yeah. She experiences them from the empty box.
Yes, she experiences them.
It'd be like taking a CRT. You know what a CRT is, Bob?
Yeah, cathode ray tube.
Yeah, taking the guts out of it and putting about a dozen kittens inside of that box where the cathode ray tube would be. And so you're sitting there staring at the computer, which is a box full of kittens. And those kittens talk to you, and you talk back, and then you go, that's amazing. So you go somewhere else, and you record the words you got from that box.
Is she...
That's as logical as Carolyn watching her cat videos, right?
Right. Is she hallucinating the whisperings?
Does Carolyn really watch cat videos? Yes, and yes. It's not a hallucination. Yeah. Everything's a hallucination. Bob, what are you doing? Everything's a hallucination. You judge your reality based on what you think you know, but you don't know shit. You just experienced an inauguration where nothing was inaugurated. And that's validated. And that's, well, God, I watched that motherfucker. It was out there. He put his hand on the Bible that he had for 257 years. He's really young when he got that Bible, huh?
So
1893 was a good year. That's when we made this Bible. We wrote that Bible. We got it from Bob. It's in his. We got it borrowed out of his lower library. Yeah, the lower library. That's fun. Yeah, but upper library and a lower library now.
So Harry's dead. The other Bert is still alive. Does she interact with the living Bert?
Sure. She's good for a run. She can take it. She can get it. She don't
well,
worry.
She
don't
well,
breathe.
She says that she says the dead one's coming back. I've been listening to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, our versions, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is she aware of us?
Okay. Yeah, well, what if she can't admit it? She's too busy watching the kittens in the empty box, Bob. So, you know, relatives.
But, what was I just saying about?
You get the construct of this men who stare at goats, right? You get that? The whole construct?
Yeah.
Well, she was kind of in that world.
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and in that world, you don't, that's like the first Earth Battalion field manual. If you're going to look at that, then all of a sudden you start looking at things differently. Well, she looks at things differently, you see. And it becomes the same thing that John Adams Wickham was trying to work out. That's your spoon bending thing, you know.
Okay. But she talks about interacting with her computer and him. Now, the other guy's still there.
Yeah.
She doesn't experience him, the one who's still alive.
Okay.
Now, she,
that you know of. Yeah, but see, a lot of that's real and surreal. You engage with things you don't know what are either, so you don't know.
Is she...
No.
Did she hear our series on Egyptian Book of the Dead? No.
Well, I
right?
said
didn't
no.
hear it. You agree? No.
We did. And, we already said no.
But she's saying that he's coming back. Is he going to use what... the processes of Egyptian Book of Dead, as you spelled out, is he going to do that, or is he not coming back?
Well, maybe. If you want to, it's okay with us. We don't care. It's all right. I mean, it's all right with us. He wants to come back. It's fine. What are they going to do otherwise? There's no more guff. So, what you going
to
do?
Okay, so he's coming back. He may become the first person known to come back if they do a book on it.
Nah, there's others back. It's all. It'll just be some adjudicated impertinent reference. An adjudicated impertinent reference.
That's what the book will be that she does on him when he comes back?
Oh, yeah, we don't care. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, so she discusses time in a very complex way. She says there is no time, but then there's all these infinity lines or whatever she babbled. Is there a reality to what she was trying to describe?
Nope. These are people who stare at goats, Bob, so nope, they don't apply. It's all surreal. It's kind of like abstract surrealism. What does it really mean?
Right, so I don't need to quote what she says to you. You'll dismiss it. Immediately, no, not to be paid
attention to. It won't do you any good because, I mean, you know, say well, you blame it on the rain. It was Yoko Ono's fault, that bitch. Okay, well, we don't mind. It's all right with us. You know what I'm saying? It's all right with us. You live with it. We certainly can live without it.
Yeah. Now she was a power monger in these when Carol was working with the going to Bond and Rome and fight the world. Codex or whatever, she was in that world. She kept trying to lead it.
Yeah.
What?
Trying to do it. She was trying to make it do. Mm-hmm.
Right. So what is it in her personality that made her like that?
Megalomaniac, maybe? Okay. We like that.
Is that due to a relationship with a parent?
Maybe. She didn't have
young.
A parent. Well, she's trying to be subversive because the thing with the goat deal was quote real, but nobody knows it but her, and she didn't know it either. She has only the remnants of the esoteric ramifications of the outcomes of engaging with goat dumb.
Yeah, she
that's
talks
the
in the
ERIM. Remember?
Yeah, and she talks in the interview about different odd anomalies. Like she developed his eyes. His eyes became her eyes.
Okay.
And those are strange things that that happened, but and she's trying to put significance on it, but she doesn't know how to do it, or nobody will pay attention to her.
Damn.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, but you agree no one will pay attention with her, or they will get attention?
Nope, not a bit. But she comes across as card-carrying fucking crazy, or maniacal, and they don't know what the hell she's talking about. See? So either way.
Now, I come across
it bleeds through. It bleeds through as crazy.
I understand. Now, I come across as card-carrying crazy. How come I'm loved by people?
Because you're sincere and you're deluded, but you immediately acknowledge you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And so, therefore, you have a way of deprogramming people's relegated biases that they know something. See, Scott won't argue with you because you acknowledge right quick. It's like, you can't argue with me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're not going to win a battle against me because I have no idea who you are and why I'm here. I don't know how I got here, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, why are you speaking? Yeah, don't talk to me anymore. We're good. We're good. See? So you're innocent, meaning you don't have a dog in a fight, which is why Carolyn is the only thing we have to defend. As long as we defend Carolyn, we win. It's all good every single time without fail or exception. Isn't that delightful?
Okay. All right.
Our babies are everywhere.
Yeah, so the Union League goes back to the Civil War. Okay.
Yes. Which is where you are now. That's what you're to. Wait a minute. That's what you're to now.
Yes, just like Obama. Obama put us back to 1869, but Civil War is 1861 to 65, so we're still in the 60s, in the 60s vibration with Obama and Trump and Bob. Okay.
Computer says yes.
Yes, and Trump compared himself to the Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly. That was
in
the midst of a civil war, and instead of being assassinated, he has quietly withdrawn from public society.
On purpose, for preparing for his comeback.
Otherwise, he would have had to be assassinated. And we're not doing
that
because you said no. And so now you're sitting here saying you want to change your mind. Well, you're not going to change your mind because we're not going to let you.
Right. And so he knows all these aspects that he had to withdraw. For now.
Maybe. We don't know. He's a little quadriphenic, Bob. Have you ever suffered from that?
Right. But now John, he stayed separate from Fred. He didn't get involved with the Brooklyn World or Queens World that the Trumps were involved in.
He used their monies. Yeah, he wasn't quite as clean as you purvey. He liked, if they had to make a little deal to get some of them cashy monies, everything was all right with that.
So he had conversations with Donald Trump when Donald was a boy or a teenager,
of course,
in his 20s. So Don learned a little bit from him, though Tesla stuff. Okay. You said that he used to drink when he was young, and then he had a disturbing experience while drunk, so he gave up drinking. And then he started investigating what happened, what psychic experience, whatever it was. Did he engage John on those matters? Other realms, other realms, other worlds?
Yeah.
Did he talk to Roy Cohen about that kind of stuff?
He did. But see, he was more the engineer part.
Donald Trump was.
No, John G. Trump was.
Yeah. Okay, good. You know, Roy Cohn, considered maybe a very evil person, lawyer to the mafia, a lawyer for McCarthy of the 50s. They say when you walked in his home, he had, a lot of money, but his home smelled of shit or something. What was he giving off? Was that the vibe of evil?
No, that was from Karen Ingram, the daughter. She said that shit. She just didn't like it. It smelled like old people, like broccoli. You know how broccoli smells? It has like a sour smell.
She said that.
Yeah.
That was her tale. It wasn't like that. He smelled like old broccoli, old people.
So he didn't have a stinky home, even though people picked up
well,
on the
was,
rumor from Karen.
According to Karen, it was. She was the sideways daughter.
Yeah, I saw a journalist. He experienced the smell, but he got it from the daughter, right? He was influenced.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. What happened to the daughter? Never heard of Roy Cohn having a family.
Roy Cohn doesn't have a family. This was John Trump's daughter.
Oh, and the daughter of John Trump said those words about Roy Cohn's home.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, not John's home, about Roy Cohn. She experienced Roy Cohn. Okay.
Correct, of course. He was the fixer, right, Bob. Yeah. Come on now, you know, Dick.
Yeah, he was the fixer, yeah. I think you told me. Don learned how to put up with smear jobs about oneself. He admired how Cohen handled that. Is that what it was that you told me? He could handle negative stories. Cohen knew there was a lot of negative stuff said about him, but he could handle it. Is that what Don learned from Cohen?
Indirectly, yeah.
You learn anything else from Roy Cohn?
Yeah, yes. The mystery behind Nikola Tesla's time machine.
How did Roy know about that?
We didn't say. It's what made him really, 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 really smart.
It made Don smart, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now a time machine is not the Tesla coil. It's something different.
No, that's exactly correct. You're talking about the Colorado experience. Oops. Sorry.
Is that the Tesla coil, what we call the Tesla coil?
No. We didn't
it's
mean
a
to
different
say
thing.
That.
Yeah, the Tesla coil is
the Colorado experiment.
Mm-hmm. We're calling that the time machine.
Oh, maybe. But not really. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's neither here nor there. Don't get all tore up about that. Don't put it on your Facebook page. But we have to have these validations so that you can find them later, because otherwise this portal stuff becomes a big deal. We're trying this not to be a big deal, Bob.
Yeah, you're talking about the portal stuff.
No, the Colorado experience. Okay.
Oh, okay. Because you said the portal stuff, but you meant Colorado. Okay.
There you are. Okay, good. We had to shift a little.
Yeah. How did Roy Cohn find out about the Tesla stuff? From Don's uncle?
Yep. Get a job. Da, 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 da,
da, da. So Don got the knowledge too, so it made him smart about the time machine.
Yeah, it's the direct variable in the AC current, which is the part that could never get worked out right from the coil. So,
right. Now, the coil had several effects or outcomes. Because you are linking it to the Tesla coil now.
Well, yeah, but now that goes into the disastrous Philadelphia experiment.
Yes.
That's different.
I know about them.
That's different. That's the fallout.
What goes into that? The time machine
fractals.
Goes into that?
Fractal. Fractals go into that.
Yes, but we're talking about the time machine, Colorado. Did that go into the Philadelphia experience?
No, it's separate. It's separate. They were each trying to prove it. It's kind of like with whiz or without whiz.
And
you
so
go to Philadelphia, you go to Philadelphia and you order a cheesesteak, they say with whiz or without whiz. That's the cheese-based product. It's not cheese. Cheese whiz, W-I-Z. So it's with, W-I-T, with whiz or without whiz. So that's the difference. And so one with whiz has this molten imitation cheese crap. And so it's not, people like it and it's good, but that has to do with whiz is the Philadelphia experience. Without whiz is the Colorado experiment. That's the difference.
Both from the Tesla coil.
Not the Tesla coil, no.
from Tesla technology, yes. The coil is the tiniest part. The alternating frequency is the only issue.